Okay, Dinesh D'Souza. I think is we've known each other several years, and I've listened to you. I listen to you closer all the time, and because you keep coming up with stuff that happens, and here, I mean, you got one of the best conservative minds, and you're a young man. I'm an old guy. They always think, you know, guys my age are conservatives. You're young enough to not be a conservative, but you are, and a good one too. Okay, you tell me how you think this election's going to go.
I think the election is going to be over which party is going to be more effective in creating and keeping standing a ladder of opportunity for Americans of the next several years. America that I love, the American dream that I love, is based on the idea that you can make a better life for yourself, you can make a better life for your kids. And I think a lot of people fear that that America is going away. So whichever party can say, no, it's not going to go away, and we are the party that's going to hold that ladder of opportunity, not let down a rope to pull people up, because then you're beholden to the guy who owns the rope. You want a ladder of opportunity that you can climb, and that I think is the opportunity for the Republican Party.
But if you hold the ladder, you also will be holding to the guy that held the ladder, as you would the guy that had the rope. So the ladder, you hope it has the appearance of a stepladder, so it doesn't have to have somebody hold it.
Yeah.
There it is. Attacked it, go as high on the ladder as you want to go.
That's right. But when you have a business, you do depend upon courts to enforce contracts and property rights to be secure. So to me, holding the ladder means nothing more than having institutions that protect your rights to enable you to climb.
Okay. Now, we've gone through 6.5, almost 7 years at this point with one president. I couldn't. If I could have found somebody to bet me, they could have broken me. They could have busted me. I would not have thought he could win a second term. He had delivered the House to us. He had delivered the Senate to us. I couldn't believe that it was going to – I know Senate came up later. But it all came because of his leadership or lack of leadership. And I just cannot believe that we can't win the White House on this trip. The hardest thing to do is to follow a legend. The easiest thing to do is to follow a poor manager. And we should capture White House, the Congress, and now, what do we have to have then?
It is true. I mean, Carter was a terrible president, and he made room for Reagan. Reagan's victories were made possible by the incompetence of Carter. In my opinion, Obama has been far worse than Carter was for the country. He's single-handedly doubled the national debt. He has greatly weakened America's position in the world, and he has made the American dream itself insecure. Now, what's so ironic is that this president, Obama, who seems to take every chance he can to knock the idea of American uniqueness, is himself the product of it. In no country but America is his success even possible. So yes, I do think that the Republicans have incredible opportunity. What breaks my heart is that, look, the last election was Romney's to win, and he threw it. He lost it.
I couldn't believe that. And Romney was prepared. He was a good man.
He is.
But Republicans, historically, what they run are, maybe they don't win, but they are patriotic, good people.
Yeah, I think if you look at the Democrats, Harry Reid, the Clintons, for example, and all these latest revelations about the Clintons, I mean, you have the sense that they look upon government as a kind of money-making opportunity. And they look upon government as a way to get rich. And in a way, although people...
Sure has worked for the Clintons.
It sure worked for the Clintons. And there's a disturbing pattern. You know, you bring in Bill Clinton to give a speech, after which he has some small meetings. then you make proposals to Hillary Clinton, who's then Secretary of State, then she does those things, and then large amounts of coffers flow into the Clinton Foundation. It's like a 1-2-3 pattern of corruption. And I think the American people, even Democrats, should be scandalized by the by their own leaders and what they've been delivering.
If you put the Bushes up and a clean sheet of paper and said from the audience, give me the scandals, 1, 2, 3, 4. Here, I'm ready to go. Not a scandal goes up. It's a clean piece of paper. You go over to the Clintons, and you're on page 5, and you're still writing. I mean, it's such an entirely different, two families.
Yeah, I think also the Republicans have opportunities to make inroads to Hispanics, because I've been teaching English classes to Hispanics, a group that I had no exposure to previously. But I now see that they are looking for the same chance in America that the Irish were looking for, the Italians, the Jews. So the Republican message, the Reagan message of we need to be strong in the world because there are some bad guys out there. We also need to have a ladder of opportunity. The Republican Party is the party of free markets. And we want to live not just in the free society, but the decent society. That tripod, if you will, is a very appealing message. And I think it can be used to win a lot of people who aren't voting Republican now.
Well, we know, you and I both do. I'm a hard worker. I came from a family that didn't have much. And all that, the opportunity is there. And people coming into the country, they know that when they get here. We're the only country in the world that everybody would like to come to America because the opportunity's there. We don't want to lose that. Okay, tell me, last question and we're through. Who is going to be the ticket, both Republican and Democrat, coming up?
I predicted on the Democratic side, Hillary will be the candidate. I see that she's vulnerable. She's a little bit of a wounded candidate right now. But remember, Bill Clinton looked to me not only a wounded candidate. When the Jennifer Flowers scandal broke, I said, that's a dead man walking. There's no way this guy is going to get up. And he gets up and he staggers on and he crosses the finish line. The Clintons have unbelievable tenacity. They have unbelievable chutzpah. They have the ability to stand up after they have just committed the murder and say, no, there's no blood on the ground, and that guy's not dead, and it's not my gun. I'm speaking metaphorically, but I'm just talking about their unbelievable willingness to believe that the American people are too stupid to know better. And the Democratic Party, look, there's no alternative to me right now. Biden could get in it. The other guy in Maryland could get in it. Bernie Sanders, I don't think so. I think it's going to be Hillary. The Republican Party, I'm less sure, because I think that it looked to me like some months ago that a Jeb Rubio, some ticket like Jeb Kasich was going to be the ticket. Now I suddenly see that that's not a foregone conclusion. So there's a lot of talent in the field. I'm making no clear bets because I don't know. And my own intellectual focus is on the other side. And I'm making a movie for next year to come out around the time of the Democratic Convention. And that movie is going to look at a secret history of progressivism and the Democratic Party and its candidate.
I look forward to that. But I like all your movies. The first one, you had America was second. The first one was
2016.
All right, you want my prediction?
Yes.
Okay, Hillary, she never hears, on your mark, get set, go. It's over with before you get to the starter. It's a gun. Who will it be? Biden. I don't know who he'll pick. On the other side, Trump doesn't make it to, on your mark. But I believe Jeb has to make a recovery someplace in here, but on his heels is Carly. Fiorina is one, smart, aggressive, and she told me determined. She is a determined woman. So Jeb needs to get going. It could be those two, but one or the other.
Very interesting. We'll watch to see.
Yep. Okay.
Good. All right.
Thanks,
thank you, Boone.
Dinesh.
Thank you.
Thank you.